right. And Brad, we're glad that you said yes to those shoes. Those are awesome. They're lively. Be able to find his feet in the Easter egg hunt later. Well, good morning, everyone. We are so glad that you're here for this Palm Sunday worship service. This is one of my favorite things we do every year. We've made it, we've upped the ante a little bit this year. We're going to have a lunch provided afterwards, and this is a great time. And I was talking to a few people before the service. They're like, hey, you got your sermon ready? I was like, nobody comes to an outdoor service to hear a long sermon, right? Am I right? Yeah, amens. I hear some amens out there. So I know that you guys are not wanting to just sit there and listen to me talk for a long time. So we're going to make this pretty brief. We're going to kind of dive into this story that Shelby read for us and Brad has talked about already. And we're just going to just take a quick look at it and see, what does this mean for us as we get ready for Holy Week? What is God calling us to hear in this story? Now, when I hear this story, I think about the idea of first impressions. First impressions. And here's what I mean by that. Several years ago, I was a part of a church where we were going to do this outdoor, it wasn't an outdoor service, it was an indoor service, but we were going to do a big Easter egg hunt, and it was going to be this big celebration. And the community that we were in, we knew that there would be people who were not church folks who would respond to a free Easter egg hunt. I mean, that was just the kind of community it was. You throw an Easter egg hunt, people are going to show up. And so I'm talking to some of my friends, and I said, hey, these are pastor friends. I said, okay, if you had one chance to preach the best possible message you could make to have a great first impression on folks so that they will come back to your church the next week, what would you preach on? And one guy doesn't miss a beat. He says, it doesn't matter what you preach on. They will have already made up their mind before you even get up to preach. Now, if you know anything about how human behavior works, there's such a thing as first impressions. And before the pastor ever gets up, even before the music team even gets up, most people have already decided if they will ever come back to a church again, because first impressions are that powerful. In fact, it is said that most people within the first 7 minutes of being somewhere will decide if it's anything that they want to do with. Most people will decide in the first 90 seconds of a sermon if it's a sermon they want to listen to, and we're past that already. I mean, so first impressions are a big deal. First impressions matter. And this is a story about Jesus who is going to encounter people, and they are going to encounter him. For most of the people there in Jerusalem the week of Holy Week, it will be the first time that they have actually laid eyes on him. They may have heard of him. They may have heard of this incredible teacher who's been traveling around Galilee and all throughout the Judean countryside. They may have heard about the miracles. They may have heard that he might be the Messiah. But for them, this is going to be their first impression of seeing him in person. I think about great entrances. I love, whenever I think about Palm Sunday, I always think about great entrances in movies. Most people would rank Darth Vader's intro in the first Star Wars movie that came out as the greatest intro of all time. All he does is he walks into a room with the Imperial music playing. He goes, and then he walks right back out. And that's it. I mean, it just creates this incredible first impression. My personal favorite, Captain Jack Sparrow, the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie. He is mighty. You've got the triumphant pirate music playing. He is there sailing, and you see he's got his pirate hat on. Man, he looks the part. Oh, my goodness. Jack Sparrow looks exactly like you want your pirate captain to look. And he is mighty on the edge of the ship as it's coming into the port. And then you realize as the camera zooms out, he's actually on a little raft that's about to go sinking into the water underneath the dock. But he just very gracefully steps off that raft right as it's slipping under the dock, and he smoothly coasts along in his awkward gait that he walks with. He made that incredible first impression, and everybody who saw that movie was instantly hooked into the character that he was going to portray. So the question is, what kind of first impression is Jesus making here? What is the entrance all about? We talked about the donkey. And the donkey was one that it was said, if they ask why you need the donkey, just say the Lord needs it. And I've always been puzzled by that phrase. Why does the Lord need it? Well, the Lord needs it because he wants to make a statement with the way that he is going to enter into Jerusalem. He is entering into Jerusalem, not in a mighty military triumphant fashion. We call this the triumphant entry, but really it was actually very, very low key. Here is Jesus, not in a military procession, but he is there in absolute humility on a donkey. And why is that? Why is that? Because first impressions matter. The way we enter matters. And Jesus enters into the story of Holy Week, not with might, not with a huge earthly proclamation of what his earthly kingdom is going to be about. Instead, he enters with humility, simplicity. And it invites us into the story. And we realize that this isn't a story about all of our earthly hopes and dreams. This is about all the eternal needs that we have. This is about everything that is broken within us being made whole again. There are so many roads that lead to this story. You have the physical road that people would have taken on that pilgrimage into Jerusalem. But there also was the spiritual road that people had been on for centuries, waiting for the Messiah to come, expecting what the Messiah was going to be and who the Messiah was going to be. And here they are at that moment. And they have come on the road of their own brokenness, full of expectation and hope. And they encounter not the earthly king they were expecting. Instead, they see one humbly riding on a donkey. Because even though Jesus came to be the king of this world, he didn't come in the fashion that we would expect a king to come. Instead, he came in the form of a servant, the form of one willing to lay down his life for people. And that's exactly the first impression that he is trying to make in this story. And it invites us into this week. This is a week where Emily mentioned earlier, we're going to have a Thursday night service where we're going to walk through what Holy Week looked like for Jesus. We're going to look at the different stories and how it all led to that night in which he was betrayed on Maundy Thursday. And then we're going to look at on Friday, we'll have a Good Friday service, and that'll be a time for us just to sit and meditate at the cross, thinking about the gift of God's grace given to us as Jesus gave his life on the cross. And then the next Sunday, a week from today, there will be a big celebration. It'll be triumphant. But we don't want to miss all that God might want to lead us through this week, because he has made a first impression in this story. And he, through his humility as he enters into Jerusalem, has invited us in to experience the story anew, to experience what God wants to teach us this week. And what does God want to teach us? What does the Lord need from us? God is inviting us in to see a Savior who came to give it all for us. And so today, we're going to have a great time. We're going to celebrate communion in just a moment. We're going to have an Easter egg hunt, and it's going to be awesome. We're going to have a meal, and we're praying that there's enough food. We might have to go pray the loaves and the fishes because more of y'all showed up than we were planning on. But it's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. We are so excited about the chance to be out here and to enjoy this beautiful weather and to have this amazing celebration and experience together. But before we get there, we just want to take a minute. We want to remember what Jesus has done for us. Because that's what this week is all about. Jesus Christ came not to be a triumphant military leader proclaiming his kingdom here on earth. Instead, he came proclaiming a kingdom that was not of this earth. One in which he flipped the script. And instead of coming to rule over us, he laid down his life for us. And so as we encounter that impression of Jesus today, I want to remind you that you are invited to this table to experience God's grace and to experience the love and the life that is offered to us through Jesus Christ. As we come to communion, I'm just going to say an informal prayer. We don't have the screens here or the hymnals to read out of. And so I just invite you to join with me as we prepare our hearts to celebrate communion at this time. And once I'm done praying, I'll give a few instructions about how this will work. And it'll be a great chance for us to celebrate at the table today. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you so much for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you that as we come to his table, that we are reminded of the grace that has been offered to us through Jesus Christ.
We give thanks that Jesus, when he was with his disciples, he made this impression upon them. And as he made that impression upon them, he took bread and broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He also took a cup and he said, "This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so today, Lord, we stand ready to proclaim during this holy week that Christ has come, Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. And we celebrate the gift of Christ to us, the one who came to serve, the one who came to lay down his life for us. And we pray that as we experience his grace in our lives, that we would be sent out into the world through the power of your Holy Spirit to proclaim that truth and to proclaim that hope to all the world so that all might hear of the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that this week would be an opportunity for us to declare that, for all to hear, for all to see, that Jesus is Lord and that Jesus should be lifted up. We pray all this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.